Yeah, what was kind of disturbing was the tactic they used. They put unmarked officers on scooters, and the scooters went up through the bike traffic, harassing the bikes.
What was the harassment like?
Just weaving in and out of the bikes. A couple of guys got knocked over, I think. And they got up past me, and they formed a barrier. I forget what intersection it was, but they blocked one intersection. And when people tried to get through, then they just started throwing them down and arresting people. I managed to squeeze through. So,
when you say throwing them down, that's
actually,
physically?
I was kind of out of there too quick to actually see it. But, yeah, there were confrontations between the guys on the scooters and the cyclists. So
the bicyclists were trying to get through. What was your goal today?
The goal was just to make a statement about, the organization says that the goal is to make a quiet statement against oil wars by, riding a human-powered vehicle. And it was largely peaceful. We really just wanted to ride a route and, try to make a quiet statement. And, unfortunately, it just kind of fell apart.
How long were you riding this morning?
We'd been riding about a half an hour.
Where did you meet?
Union Square.
And so you came north a bit?
Yeah. I'm actually not from the area. I just kind of followed the pack. I'm from Boston. I couldn't tell you anything about the geography of the ride.
Did you bicycle down from Boston?
No, I drove down.
Well, thanks for bicycling today. It looks like people are slowly getting arrested one by one and put on a bus and the bicycles.
In there, so.
You want to tell about your friend?
I've been trying to get in touch with my friend for the last hour and a half, and I was getting a little worried, and finally I was able to reach her, and apparently she was arrested. And I asked the officers how I could go about helping her get out. And they wouldn't give me any information. They wouldn't give me any information about getting her bike back. And they said we just have to go through the motions now, which I have no idea what that means, but I guess I'll find out.
How many people are on the bus by now, and is this the only vehicle people were put on so far?
I don't know. I just got here. I just got off the phone with my friend about 10 minutes ago. I was a couple blocks up the road. So I didn't see her over in the pen there, so I'm assuming she's on the bus.
So you're going to be now in touch by telephone with the police precincts, trying to track down what jail your friend is taken to, if any. I understand that sometimes the police will stop, collect people, and disperse them in another part of the city, not press charges, but just do this rather manhandling way of managing people, trying to express their rights as human beings. Would you rather that this issue went to court or that your friend just get out as soon as possible? Maybe we should say if it was you on the bus.
Well, from what I understand, there's really no grounds for any charges. I have no idea what the charge would be. I think they just wanted to get as many people off the street as they could.
So if we went along and noted all the police officers' numbers, at some point perhaps people could file a civil complaint. Would you like to go along with me and read out the names and numbers of the people doing these arrests? I mean, at least people are wearing badges today. Maybe we should take note.
The unmarked officers are the ones that I have the problem with. The guys that were on the scooters. I really didn't understand what was going on. Like maybe a dozen of them came up through traffic and... they're just harassing the cyclists, and the cyclists were starting to get upset with them and tried chasing them down, and eventually the word came through that they were undercover police officers and not to mess with them. But for these people, apparently the message came to them too late.
So when the scooters were weaving in and out, you say they were harassing bicyclists. Were they cutting in front of the bicyclists so the bicyclists had to abruptly brake to try to avoid collision?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Riding in a very unsafe way, pretty recklessly, weaving in between the bikes. And the bikes were packed pretty tightly. So, it was a dangerous situation for everybody involved. I really don't agree with the tactic.
it sounds like these officers who supposedly, you know, perhaps police, perhaps not, but the people you're describing engaged in reckless endangerment with a vehicle. And if somebody got hurt or died, it'd be manslaughter, wouldn't it?
I'd say so, yeah.
But because they're not wearing badges, it's hard to press charges.
I got to see if I can find my friend over here.
Okay, good luck to you. And tell us your name again.
Brian Field.
Brian Field of Boston. I'm going to pass on a web address where you can hear and see your story, Brian.
All right, great. Thank you.
Traprockpeace.org. Thanks.
All right.